It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone.
Good morning, folks, and thank you once again for joining us with Under Your Home with DryZone. My name is Brad. I'm here again with company owner Bill Anderson and sales manager Derek McCara. I'd like to give you our contact information real quick just before we get started. If you want to go ahead and schedule your free inspection, you can call us at 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. You can also reach us online. It's dryzone.com. You can sign up right there. Real convenient, real easy to do. You can send us an email as well. Our general inbox is info@dryzone.com. Or you can go directly to Bill. He is just bill@dryzone.com. So we're going to go ahead and talk today about some structural stuff, primarily smart jacks. They're a product that's meant to correct sagging floors or soft spots in floors. A lot of people think sometimes their floor will feel a little like a trampoline or a little springy. This product's meant to fix that. So go ahead, Bill, take it away. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so what smart jacks are is it's basically used for supplemental supports. When a house is built, you have your foundation walls, which is the wall you see on the outside of your house. That goes all the way around the perimeter. You either also have these piers underneath your house or you have interior walls. What happens is when somebody digs a hole for a footer, for a pier, normally it ends up looking like a cone-shaped piece of concrete that goes in the ground because they're supposed to dig it, you know, so far wide around, and then you dig it so deep, right? Well, the problem is nobody ever turns their shovel around and actually squares off the hole. If you ever dug a hole at the bottom of it, it almost looks like a cone.
Like a wedge.
So what happens is the ground gets soft because, you know, we have high water tables, it rains, the ground gets soft, whatever the case may be, and we have the compressive weight of the house, the actual load of the house, the weight of the house that starts pushing on these piers. And if the bottom of it's like a nail, then it's going to get driven into the ground a little bit. That's one cause of why you would need a smart jack. You'll also have the fact that we've talked about it, you know, obviously in, you know, many episodes, is the fact that you have wood rot and mold and everything else that actually eats the wood and makes it softer. There's a couple houses we've been into. There's a few that really come to mind. There's actually a house down in Easton. And when I went into the man's home, and I wasn't the designer on the house, I showed up to double check a couple of things from the designer. Man, I almost got vertigo walking in there. It was so bad. I mean, the house was literally breaking right in the middle. It was collapsing on itself. So I'm like, wow, this is pretty bad. So we had to go in there and basically replace all of his wood.
Wow.
And then put in new smart jacks because his piers failed. That was the first thing that started happening. And then as the pier started sinking, the girder started sinking, the wood started breaking, it started getting, you know, wet down there. And it's just a terrible cancer, basically. You know, that's another reason why you would need it. Sometimes, you know, you have contractors who just overspan things, you know, just because you have engineered beams and everything else doesn't mean that you should overspan them. You know, like Brad was talking about earlier when we started, you'll have these springy floors. You walk in there and it's just your floors are bouncing and your china cabinet starts rattling and your cupboards start rattling and you start getting cracks and there's normal spaces of which we're supposed to use when we build. And when they use these engineered trusses, sometimes they span them too far apart. Sometimes they span them too far apart from right next to the other one, right?
Right.
So from the girder and then from themselves. So instead of, you know, 16-inch on centers or whatever, they might go 32-inch on centers or whatever the case may be. And instead of it going from 13 feet, 15 feet from the girder to the foundation wall, it might be 20 feet. Obviously, that makes homeowners really upset, and then they call their builder, and the builder's like, well, it's rated to handle this, and this is what code says that we can do when we use this. And I'm like, okay, well, just because it is doesn't necessarily make it right either sometimes. We'll go in there and we'll cut the distance and we'll put in a new girder and put on our smart jacks and we'll dig the footer and we'll dig it a correct way and get more into how you should, you know, how these things are supposed to be built correctly and why, in a few minutes. But it'll help do that. When the piers themselves are sinking, we can go in there and actually just go in between the existing piers, or we can take out the existing pier and we can, you know, engineer a correct footer for it, put the smart jack in, and actually lift.
Yeah, I think you touched on something real quick that I think is real important to kind of elaborate on. It's not necessarily older homes. I mean, like you said, it's when they build new homes, it may just be that there's too far of a distance between your outside wall and the center beam in your house. And if that's the case, your house could literally be brand new and you might already have bouncing floors.
It seems to be newer homes more often, believe it or not.
I mean, the wood could be fine. There might be nothing wrong with it, which is why we do the free inspection. Because if the wood's fine, it's just too big of a distance, then we just need additional support. You You know, whereas if the wood's bad, then you need probably wood replacement or some sort of fix there, as well as additional support. So it's important to remember that this is not the kind of thing that can be done, say, over the phone or with a quick glance. This really does take time, and it really does take quite a long process to sit down and fully understand it and to get the amount of knowledge that you really need to fix it properly.
I think, you know, one of the big questions that I get asked a lot from homeowners when we tell them that their piers have sunk over a period of time and that they're not really supporting any weight anymore, the question that usually pops up from the homeowners that I've dealt with are, and I believe some of the other guys have dealt with, are, well, what's going to keep yours from sinking as well? One of the nice things about it, you know, not to get too much into how we dig the footer properly, which is a huge bonus in keeping it from sinking, but our jacks are actually adjustable.
Way, spoiler alert, we're not going to tell you how to build them.
But the smart jacks that we have are adjustable so that we can actually, you know, Bill was talking about, we can actually lift under most circumstances. We can, under a lot of circumstances, we can put it back to where it was at before. And sometimes we can just stabilize. But the important thing to know is, even if for some reason, if they were to sink, we could actually adjust and lift it and put it back to where we were at.
Yeah, and the really cool thing that I like about them is that the jack itself is almost like a separate piece. And then the pole or the main part that you would see if you're looking at it can be cut to size. So it's something that if we're trying to get a lot of lift out of it, then we may be able to cut a little longer pole than we ordinarily would and get more of the threads involved. And it's very much done on site and done appropriately for the situation itself. And like you said, with the footings that we build, when Bill was saying you dig a hole normally and it ends up looking like a wedge or a cone, and they pour concrete in that, and that's how you get that nail effect. With ours, they're basically flat bottom, so the weight is distributed. And then we use different techniques and different engineered solutions to make sure that when the weight comes straight down on our jack, it doesn't just go straight down to the ground. It sort of dissipates out into our footer. And that's a big advantage because it means they can hold more and they last longer.
You know, and smart jacks just aren't restricted to crawl spaces. We've used smart jacks in basements. We've used smart jacks under porches. So, I mean, they're not just restricted to just a crawl space. I mean, I've got smart jacks that are over in Bethany that are actually supporting somebody's deck that was built onto the back of their home.
Yeah, they're very versatile. And it's the kind of thing, like I said a second ago, it's you don't have to have a really old house that's got all kinds of other issues. Just if you're having sagging floors or they're dipping a little bit or they're kind of springy, give us a call. It can't hurt to have us look, and we'll come out and take a look. And there's a good chance they can help you.
Yeah, you know, one thing, you know, Derek, you were just talking about a second ago, I want to bring up, and I know it's not a smart jack, but if you're smart, before you actually build that deck, call us. We can put in what's called a deck pier. And what a deck pier is, it's basically a smaller helical pier that we can actually screw for a lot, obviously a lot less price. We can go in and bed these things down into the ground, and then you put your 4x4s or whatever on top of it, and you don't have to worry about that 4x4 rotting as it's in the ground, or like you would like a, you know, a traditional type of a wooden post, you know, because you dig a big old post, you stick it down into the ground, you pour concrete around it, and then it starts to rot out eventually. So these deck piers, you know, we screw in, there's a bracket, for lack of better words, or I guess that is the word. And, you know, you build from there, you don't have to worry about the concrete drying or nothing, so you can actually start building as soon as we put them in.
Or you don't have to worry about them sinking either.
Yeah. Well, exactly, yeah.
And that's the main purpose of it. Is to keep it from sinking down and sagging off the back of your home. And, you know, we're talking about the smart jacks and everything, and some people are like, well, you know, my floors are bouncy, or maybe my floors aren't bouncy. But another thing to look at to see if you might need smart jacks is drywall crack. Doors that aren't that don't close right, or windows that are racked out. These are all signs of a possibility that you might need some more support underneath your home.
And I'll tell you, it's interesting to see the conditions that necessitate a smart jack system, because I mean, like Derek just said, people have doors that sort of stick, or maybe you get that if you look at the top of your door, it almost looks like a wedge of light, and basically that's the house twisting, you know, and that can come from several different things. But when we're talking about smart jacks, what happens is those center beams most of the time, and the support columns, the concrete pillars that they build when they first build the house, those are either sinking in the ground or the wood on top of them is so wet that it's being crushed. And that's several different ways to look at it and ways to fix it. If it's being crushed, then we're talking about, okay, well, let's dry the wood, let's try and salvage it, or should we just replace it? Or if it's not wet wood and the things are failing, then it may just be the matter of putting a few smart jacks in and getting your house back to where it needs to be. And that's something that can really, like I said, I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but you can really benefit more than you might think you could. It's one of those things that's just so nice to have a level floor again. And even if it's just a minor annoyance, you'd be amazed at how happy you are when things are finally straight and you're not getting weird lopsided feelings. Also, another thing to think about too is that we've talked about before, when you go to sell, people are going to notice things that you don't notice. And especially home inspectors are going to notice things that you may have just overlooked or not cared about. So can you imagine? Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine having a slight dip in your floor that you're like, not a big deal. I'll live with it. Then you want to sell 2 years later and they say, no, you're going to have to fix that. And you're annoyed again. It's just one more thing to have to deal with. So why not fix it now? Why not get it to where you're happy, where you don't have to worry about it in the future? And then you may not have to move in a year or two. You may be so happy with your house, you never want to leave. So just keep that in mind. And the smart jacks, it's just one of many different things that we can use to support your foundation. I think it's a really, really well-engineered thing that that we can use as far as structural support goes.
You know, fix it now is right, and fix it right. And of course, the most important part is you need to fix it with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you know, a lot of times I've gone out to people's homes as well, and they've said that they've had somebody out there to look at it prior to me, and they were going to put smart jacks down there and raise the home back up or at least stabilize it. And it seems like they're on the right road. And then, of course, you know, our guys do our inspection, and the wood, like Brad was talking about, is there's a lot of moisture down there, and it's really soft, and that's the reason why their floors are springy. You know, sometimes the untrained eye might think that you need smart jacks, but the truth is we've gone out several times and encapsulated a crawl space, because I can tell you right now, smart jacks and woodwork, that's an expense, okay? But sometimes you can kill more birds with one stone than just trying to stabilize your wood, and plus you can cause more damage. If the wood is wet and somebody that's not trained to do this goes down there and starts trying to lift the weight of your home with a jack and they're pushing against wet wood, they can cause more damage than what you already have. So the idea is if you can encapsulate like we've talked about in the past, and you can get your air system down there and you can dry out that wood, a lot of times that wood's rigidity will actually return. And chances are, I'm not saying you won't, but chances are you might not need smart jacks. We might just have to get that wood's rigidity to return, so therefore your floors quit bouncing on you, okay?
Yep. Yeah, we always say it's like pasta, right? Yep. I mean, think about it. When you take pasta out of the box, it's straight, it's rough, it's, you know, rigid. It's rigid, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you add a little bit of moisture to it, and it gets all noodly.
Noodly is a word?
Noodly is a word.
Noodly. Okay. Okay, customers. So homeowners, your floor joists could be noodly, okay?
You take that same pasta and try and dry it out, it's never going to be straight again. So you have to worry about where to push, where to put the jacks, how far to push, things like that. This is all stuff that takes a lot of training and a lot of expertise. So
I think that it's important to know that you can have the best products out there, but when Brad said training expertise, if you don't have the right people installing them, it doesn't make a bit of difference.
Yep. All right, so we're coming up on a commercial break. Let's go ahead and sign off here for just a few minutes. Let me give you the contact info for us so you can go ahead and give us a call during the commercial break. The local number is 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. You can also get us online. It's dryzone.com. All right, we'll be back in just a few.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone, 855-DryZone, or online at DryZone.com. Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
When your pet isn't becoming to you, it should be coming to Rough Cuts in Preston. Rough Cuts is privately owned and operated and has been in business for more than 5 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Rough Cuts is located on Main Street in Preston and guarantees to be the lowest cost groomer in the area. Try Rough Cuts today. Call 410-673-7312.
Cherokee Home Improvements, locally owned and operated, LEED and RRP certified and ready to tackle any project from siding and roofing to windows, doors, doorknobs, and additions, ceilings, and floors. HIC number 73910. Cherokee Home Improvements, 443-225-9047.
At Jeff's Service Center, your satisfaction is what counts with every job. Full service on your car or light truck, including brakes, exhaust, suspension, tires, batteries, and Jeff's has 24-hour towing and rollback services. 410-943-4412.
Koski Enterprises has been serving the Eastern Shore for more than 30 years. With over 1 million square feet of warehouse space for storage and a fleet of trucks, they can accommodate most customers' needs, large or small.
All right, thanks for coming back, folks. Hope you enjoyed those few commercial messages. Once again, you're listening to Under Your Home with Dry Zone. My name's Brad, and I'm still here with company owner Bill Anderson and sales manager Derek McCara. It's been a long morning today, a couple cups of coffee deep, so bear with me when my voice starts to go. But we were talking about smart jacks and structural support before the break, and we want to go ahead and talk about some other type of Foundation Support Works products, mainly the things that we need to use when your basement wall starts bowing in. If you have some cracks in the basement wall and you're worried about structural support there. So I'm going to pass over to Derek and he'll tell us a little bit about that.
All right. Well, we get called out to a lot of homes and this situation is typically pretty severe. We've got walls that are bowing in. What I mean by bowing in is when you go downstairs and you look at your basement wall and lots of times what you'll see is a horizontal crack or a vertical crack. With a horizontal crack is a crack that runs horizontally on your wall and the weight of the soil and everything outside, even could be a big tree root for that matter, growing too close to your wall, could actually push that wall in, cause that wall to start to collapse. Now, homeowners, you can just imagine what it would be like if your basement wall actually collapsed and came in. It is a really, really ugly sight. All that mud, all that debris comes caving in, all the blocks go all over every place, the side of the home drops down. It is a disaster. Fortunately enough, this is actually avoidable, okay? And it's not that big of a deal to fix it. It's really not. Just call us and get us out there. Don't panic. Just give us a call. All we have to do is we have this for the horizontal, we have wall anchors as well as power braces. Both of them do the exact same thing. They're just different applications for different scenarios. Like, for instance, if we have a lot of rock outside, you know, if you live up north around the Wilmington area, the Newcastle area up there, and we have a lot of rock in the ground, or we have maybe, let's say that we have sidewalks outside or we have driveways. In that case, you would do what's called a power brace. Now, a power brace is just it's a big I-beam that's mounted to the concrete floor. It comes up the wall, right beside the wall, and then it mounts to the joist above. And what we do is we simply just tighten it back in and we place them a certain distance from each other. And what this does is this completely braces your wall back up. And, you know, it can be in use in conjunction with the water guard, so it won't affect that at all if we have leaks. And then, of course, you know, Bill can talk to us about the wall anchors.
Yeah, so, you know, wall anchors, the whole idea with wall anchors is when you have an inward bowing wall, you simply put this inside plate, and we drill a hole through the wall, and we run a rod through it. Then we go out into the yard, and we dig this, you know, nice size hole, and there's an earth anchor that goes outside. So what we can actually do is actually start to torque that wall back into place. So when that wall's torqued back into place, then ideally you should have a straightened wall. So, you know, whether it's power braces or wall anchors, the biggest thing is most times you see, well, I know you were talking about power braces a minute ago. Most of the times when you go into a basement and you see these metal I-beams on the wall, well, they're just basically attached at the top and the bottom. And they never have a chance to recover any of that wall, any of that problem. Just they've arrested the situation. So with the power braces or the wall anchors, and, you know, when the designer gets out to your house, he'll tell you which one, you know, is probably better for your home. Because if you have a lot of yard obstructions, then it doesn't make any sense to try to use a wall anchor. You'd probably want to use a power brace. And if you have limited access on your wall, you'd want to be using a wall anchor because you have less, you know, surface area that it touches. But then you also have carbon strapping. And I guess there's a time and a place for everything. Mm-hmm. We sell them all. We talked about it on a previous show that nothing's cookie cutter. You know, every home is unique and every unique situation has a unique solution to it. So, you know, sometimes the house just has to have carbon straps in it. And carbon strap is simple. What it is, it's basically woven carbon fiber that we scarify the wall. We put this epoxy on it and we basically glue it to the wall. Now, something unique we have that nobody else really does have is that at the top of that carbon strap, it actually attaches to the sill plate. And there's a strap we use to actually keep the whole wall from caving in, basically falling over. Yeah.
Now, one of the neat things I like is that, and you touched on it too, that the multiple products that there's not just one thing and we say, you know, oh yeah, your wall's caving in, so we're gonna go ahead and do this. Well, what else can I do? Well, that's it, that's all we use. It's we're not like that. There's a time and a place for every little thing. And if we come out and look, I know, for instance, if you're in older towns like Rehoboth, downtown Rehoboth, Cambridge, Easton, there's basements in those homes, and those homes are fairly old, and the lots are very, very close together. So in a situation like that, you may only be 10 feet from your basement wall of your neighbor. You know, it may be like a small pathway between your two houses. And generally speaking, a wall anchor is going to need roughly 12 feet from the earth anchor to the inside of your basement wall. So in that case, obviously, you wouldn't be able to use that situation. So we would go to one of the other ones. And I really like, I don't want to say options, but the methods that we use that are appropriate for each one. And me, for instance, I've actually done a house where we've used all three because it just, certain situations
yep,
in parts
well.
Of the wall, it just required all three of them. If you have a septic tank that's right outside your wall, you might be able to use power brace, to cover that septic tank, and then use wall anchors for the rest because you don't have to worry about puncturing the tank. You know, things like that. So, again, it's something that the inspector will be able to see, be able to tell you exactly what's a good idea for you. And for the most part, we're able to recover a lot of that bowing in the wall, a lot of that damage that's been done, so that you have peace of mind that your wall is now stabilized. And that's a big, big thing because, like Bill said, we're not just throwing some steel on the wall and calling it a day and saying, well, it probably won't come in anymore. We're actually giving you the opportunity to try and retract some of it back to straight vertical.
And not only that, you know, once we're done, that wall now has a 25-year warranty on it.
Yep. Like most of our stuff, it's we've said it before, it's big, big 25-year warranty. So, I mean, it's fully transferable, fully nationally backed. So not that anything's going to happen to DryZone, but if it does, you have peace of mind. Your warranty does not go away if we do.
Yeah,
that's
You'd be surprised how many times we get phone calls in the office of, well, I had this done by company A, and I can't seem to get him anymore. So can you come out here? And we're like, well, yeah, but it kind of puts everybody in an awkward position. Because now we're like, well, folks, they didn't do a very good job. And they're like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, okay, just as long as you know, we're going to have to do something to correct what has been done wrong. And, you just see people suffering. It's not fair. And it goes back to, we talked about it in previous shows. Your consumer has to be educated. And that's why we send out these big packets. And I want our homeowners to understand exactly the process that they need to deal with, because it's their house and it's their thing they have to live with the rest of their life. And if you choose wrong, man, it could really hurt somebody. It really could.
It really is. And you got to look at it this way. Is saving a couple $100 really worth the headache or having it done wrong? Because let's be honest, if you go with the cheapest bid and you save a little bit and then you have to rip out the cheapest bid to do it right in the, you're basically spending double at that point. What's the point?
Yeah, I'm not even saying that we're the highest bid either, by the way.
Yeah, we almost never are, because there's other stuff that's kind of doesn't make any sense. Like, we're appropriate. That's what I love to use. Appropriately priced, appropriate situations. We look at it and we say, look, this is a tough issue, or it's not so bad, and this is exactly what's going to fix it, and you're going to be able to sit down at the end of the day and say, I chose right.
Well, you have to ask yourself when you're looking at bids, why is it the cheapest bid? Something's got to go in order for it to be the cheapest bid. It's either got to be training or it's expertise. It's got to be backing. It's got to be the product. It's got to be something. Something's got to give in order for it to be the cheapest bid. Okay, you can't have it all and the cheapest bid.
Anybody remember those commercials from a couple years ago when it was some kind of used car chain or something? They said, if we take away from your trade-in, then we add to your financing. It's like, it's pretty much always going to be the same price, but they use trickery. And Derek's exactly right. How many horror stories have you heard personally or from friends or seen on TV of people that have done this elsewhere in the nation? They go with the cheapest bid and then the guy just stops showing up. Or maybe he's there for a day and then 3 days go by and you don't hear from him, then he shows back up out of the blue on Friday. You got to look at every little aspect, and Bill was 100% right. When we send those packets out, it's not just because we want to make ourselves look good. It's read the packet. I mean, it's good
educating the customer. Yeah,
it really is. It's so good to know what you're getting into and know what's going into your house. You wouldn't have, like, I know you've said it before, and I hear it all the time. You wouldn't just go to some guy that has MD behind his name without figuring out whether or not he's a good heart surgeon. You know what I mean? You got to figure out if they're the right for you and they're knowledgeable and they're experienced. I personally wouldn't want a doctor that didn't have a good track record operating on me in a life and death situation. And this is basically what we're doing, is your home is in a life or death situation. Because if that wall caves in, rest assured, that's a
it's much done.
Bigger expense than yeah. just fixing it. So it's nice to have the solutions that we have. It's nice to have the so-called options that we have. So it's definitely something I would say, you know, if you have these issues, if you have a basement wall that's bowing in, if you have cracks, whether they be vertical, horizontal, sometimes they're stair-step cracks. They can come in the corners most of the time. Anything like that is definitely worth a call. And even if it's been there 20 years, 30 years, however long it's been, you never know if it's going to crack overnight, because it's one of those things that it could last forever or it could last one more day. And that's all you need, is to have to deal with that kind of headache. So certainly give us a call if that happens.
We've got a few minutes more left this morning, guys. And we talked about it in a previous show, but I just want to hit on it again since we've sort of been talking about it. Education, 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 education. Reputation, reputation, reputation. No matter who you choose, it's all going to be expensive. So research the companies. We're going to ask you a lot of questions when we get out to your house. We're going to ask you what's been going on. We're going to ask you through the whole step of the thing. When we're designing the system, I need feedback from you, and our designers need feedback from our homeowners. So then when we do that, you need to be asking the other contractors how they're going to do it. Not just, well, it's basically the same stuff, because it's not. Okay. If it was, then we'd be showing up to your house.
Yeah.
So buyer beware. I mean, there's a lot of good companies out there. There really is. There's a lot of bad ones out there.
Well, and that's the thing. We live in a digital age now. And even if you're not a computer savvy person, chances are you know someone who is. The amount of information that you can find about a company online is staggering. And we take great pride in knowing that the reviews that are out there of us, if they should happen to be a bad review, we address that concern. We will call that homeowner and say, what is it that we can do to help you? And I know for a fact that several of the minor bad reviews that we've gotten, we've actually been able to turn that one around.
We've gotten bad reviews?
Yeah, well, not like I said, not many. But
maybe you've gotten bad reviews. I never got a bad review.
I think it'd be kind of arrogant to say that we didn't, to be honest
with
you.
I've never gotten a bad review.
But no, like, you know, someone just a little misunderstanding, or maybe they're unhappy with something that wasn't explained properly. You give them a call, and I think, in my mind, having a bad review turn into a good one is almost better than having a good review to begin with. Because you can make people happy all day, but it takes a lot of effort and a lot of just being a good person to turn someone from bad back to good. And I think that speaks volumes for the company itself, because we actually take the time to do that.
Yeah, it's all about reputation management, Brad. And, you know, I agree. I mean, here's the deal. Are we 100% perfect? No.
Okay. Is anybody?
Is anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But it is, at the end of the day, our goal is to make sure that every homeowner is happy
yep.
and taken care of and more than satisfied, but wowed. So you have to be able to do that, you have to be able to swallow your pride and do things to make someone happy. Whether you're right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It's about making sure that the homeowners are always happy. And that's all I care about at the end of the day. When I retire, my daughter will be taking over the business. You know, my business partner, who's my father-in-law, you know, when they retire, his daughter, my wife, would be taking over the business. That's obviously with
Bill's
me.
Wife, by the way, yeah, so that should wife, be fun. Yeah.
So plan on passing it down to our daughter. My goal isn't to just make a whole lot of money right now. I live in the same house I lived in before we had DryZone. So my goal is to make sure that my daughter, when she takes over the business, that it's going to be there for 20, 30, 40, 50 years to pass on to, you know, to my grandkids when she has them. So,
yeah, I mean, what sense does it make for us to help, just say, 5,000 homeowners in 5 years or whatever, and then disappear? It makes no sense. We want to make sure that we're here so that your 25-year warranty doesn't need to be taken over by anyone else, that we're still around to cover that. So it's a big deal. And hopefully, you know, by just looking us up and getting to know us and getting to know your inspector when he gets there, that reassures you that we really are the true professional company that you'll be happy dealing with. So we're kind of out of time. So it's been nice having you here with us. I'm going to go ahead and sign off and give you our contact info one more time. Numbers are 302-684-5034 302-684-5034. You can always reach us online, sign up right there for your free inspection. That's just dryzone.com, or you can go ahead and send us an email if you like. General mailbox is info@dryzone.com, or you can go ahead and send one directly to Bill, and he is bill@dryzone.com. All right, it's been great having you again, and we'll see you again real soon.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone.
Dry Zone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at Dry Zone.